Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk, WHAC. It's 10 o'clock where I am here in Florida. It's 10 o'clock in Philadelphia. It's 9 o'clock out in Texas. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show. Tonight, hey, we're going to keep the good topics flowing. It's Monday, October 18, 2010, and I just want to remind you, in 2008, the majority of the country elected Barack Obama as our new president. We changed the guard and made history. Our decision is now under attack, folks. The Republicans and the Tea Party movement, hey, they're trying to make us believe that he's not the right person. They're trying to blame him. We must now guard the change and vote to keep President Barack Obama in place. It's not his fault. All of the happenings that's taking place right now is still, guess what, it's residue from the previous administration. And you cannot blame the president for what's happening right now. He's doing the best he can, and he needs time to turn it around. Again, Monday, October 18th. In 2008, we changed the guard. Now it's time to guard the change. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That's our topic tonight. To get in on the conversation, hit us up. Again, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The Angels will be joining us soon. But first, here's Free Fallin' by Dawn Rashad and her boy Q. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
I'm letting go.
Hammond Radio Live. Dawn Rashad from Diddy's Dirty Money, Vanity Kane, and her boy Q. That's called Free Falling. It's 10:07 in Miami. It's 9:07 in Houston. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are in tune to Team Hammond Radio Live. It's Monday, October 18, 2010. In 2008, the majority of the country elected President Barack Obama. We changed the guard and made history. Now it's time for us to guard the change. Our decision is under attack by the Republicans and this freaking Tea Party movement. Folks, we got to commit to the vote. We have 15 days before it's on and cracking again. And I'm telling you, if you want to see us set back, okay, if you want to see us set back another 20 years, you'll stay home. We can't afford it. Before we go any further, let's pause and welcome the angels to the show, all the way from Delaware, my friend Toya.
Hello, good evening.
I was like, I think it's my friend Toya.
I'm here.
All the way from Charlotte. We know it's CeeLo.
Buenas noches.
What's cracking, ladies? Thanks for joining me tonight. A good night, Monday. How was your week? How did you get your week started? How was the start of your week, shall I ask?
Well, busy as usual at work, putting in the 9 to 5.
Yeah, definitely a Monday for me. CeeLo, yourself? You're still recovering, right?
Yeah, I'm just really pilled, popping, and laying it down. Nothing else.
Pill popping, enjoying life. Hey,
however
we can get it. However we can take it.
Yeah, go nowhere.
Hey, you know what? But I want you to take your time and let nature take its course and stop being so damn fast, because I know you're trying to speed up the process. Let nature take its course and heal. Stop it. Get out of here. Sit down.
I am trying.
Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's 10:09 on the East Coast and 7:09 on the West Coast. Regardless of where you are tonight, we're talking about the fact that in 15 days, we will be making a very important decision here in America. And, folks, I don't know what it's like in your country, but here in my country, people don't take the most serious things, seriously. And the things that are just so trivial, that's what we pay a lot of attention to. And, folks, we got to stand up like we did in 2008. We made history. And I just want to clarify something. For all of the folks who are undecided, who feel like, they really don't care either way, let me help you, okay? People are under the impression, and it's some African-American people, just well as others of other persuasions, they think that we voted for President Barack Obama just because he was a black man. And what I want to say in reference to that is there may be some truth there for some people, but black people didn't know Barack Obama. You all introduced us to Barack Obama. We didn't know who the hell Barack Obama was, okay? Caucasians and those alike introduced black people to Barack Obama. And now you have to be accountable for the fact that just black people didn't vote for him. You voted for him. Your Asian friend voted for him. Your Peruvian friend voted for him. Your Cuban friend voted for him. Let's stop playing. We cannot blame Barack Obama for what is happening. It's still the residue from the previous dumbass administration. Get out of here. Get out of here, folks. 15 days left. We have got to stand up and support our president. If you want somebody that's a part of the freaking Tea Party movement to be the head of state, this Tea Party movement gets me frustrated. And I'm going to calm down because I want to make sure this is a sensible, intelligent conversation. But world and America specifically, I hope you feel my passion. And I'm going to speak really articulately tonight, because at the end of the day, you need to understand, first of all black people are far from being ignorant, and we're not just what's swayed by a persuasion, okay? The president is smart. The president is intelligent. And what you all don't appreciate is his swag. But get over it. He's aligned with John F. Kennedy, okay, but for 2010. Get over it. Get over it. I love Michelle Obama. She was trotting around the country today, being the first lady that she is with her beautiful self, telling people to support her husband, explaining why we should support her husband. But let me help the listeners, and I want you to help your friends and your colleagues and your family members support the president. Why? Because he's much smarter than our last damn president, and that's enough for me. Ladies, welcome to the show. Tonight we're talking about, in 2008, we changed the guard. In 2010, we got a guard to change. What y'all feeling about that?
I think people need to educate themselves because a lot of people aren't familiar with what these midterm elections are about. And the thing about it is people that don't know need to research these candidates that are on the ballots before choosing, because these are the people who are, you know, making the decisions about the money that the schools get and, you know, what we need for our communities and so forth. And so, yes, this midterm election is very important, and to include, because this is going to affect the 2012 elections. You know, it's like the small things count. You know, so we can't overlook that. We cannot ignore this election at all, as we didn't, you know, the 2008 election.
The small things count. The small things count. This show tonight is going to be probably one of our most listened to shows because I'm going to be promoting this podcast after the fact. I want people to listen. I want people to share this podcast. We need to educate ourselves. November the 2nd is very important in America. November the 2nd is a very important date in America, 15 days away. This is what I need everybody to do who knows somebody, whether it's $5, $10, $15. And I don't do this. I don't ask people to support things just off the cuff, okay? It has to be something that's really worthwhile because I'm not into taking advantage of people, okay, specifically my people, all right? But I need everybody who can, and if you can't, then ask somebody else to do it on your behalf. You need to donate to our president's campaign. We need to make sure he's able to slaughter the Republicans in the Tea Party movement because they're about to launch ads and keep their, you know, rallies going with Sarah Palin, who's just so funny
ridiculous.
To me. All right? I need you to log on to www.barackobama.com. Click the Donate Now button. And guess what? Don't eat lunch tomorrow, okay? You know, don't stop past Wendy's on your way home and get that, you know, triple fat burger and that, you know, that damn chocolate, you know, dessert that's the bomb in the cup, you know? Hey, just give it up. Support the president. He needs our help. In 15 days, the Tea Party movement and the Republicans are going to come after him, and not just him. Guess what? Let's bring it home. Let's bring it a little closer to you. You in Charlotte, you in Delaware, you in New York, you in Phoenix, you in Philadelphia, me here in Florida. They're trying to actually shut down the parties of our state and federal seats as well. We got to support the ballots. Get out and rock the vote. Get out and rock the vote. Barack Obama's bad, okay? I supported him personally. I ran his national media campaign for him personally, got invited to the inauguration, okay, got pictures with the dude. He's a real dude, okay? He's bad to the bone, and he got a bad girl. We got a bad girl, bro. Wow. The Obamas, okay? November the 2nd, get up, get out, rock the vote, donate now. www.barackobama.com.
www.barackobama.com.
I want to stress it. What is bad girl? Hey, TM Hama Radio Live.
Showed up. Sorry. What'd he do? Hey. Yeah. Pimpin'. Oh, boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of L Magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice, I keep it on. Bad little mother.
Oh, now. Nah. You're a bad girl. If you're a bad girl.
Oh. all my chicks in the club. Who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, give me bad girl. Work me, baby. Shake it in the way I like. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl.
Hypnotic or Alize. There ain't much more I can say, but
I need a bad girl.
Bad girl.
Yeah.
One thigh on the bar now. Chick need a drink on the floor now. Look at them bad girls moving it. Making faces while they
doing it.
I wanna take one to the restroom. So close, I'm smelling like your perfume.
If you're a bad girl.
Now, this evening, we're speaking about something that's very, very important. We're talking about the midterm elections that are coming up in, I think, about 15 days. And TM, you stressed the importance of backing up the choice that we made to put Obama in the White House. And CeeLo mentioned
Absolutely.
Something that was really, really important, which is the fact that midterm elections are actually really, really important, and not as many people pay much attention to it as they should. And I think it's because a lot of people forget about the makeup of the midterm elections or what that's going to decide for us as far as our future is concerned. I mean, you know, we learn about things as far as the Senate and Congress and things of that sort when we're in, like, middle school, high school, but we tend to forget about it. And our big thing, you know, is, you know, the elections for the president. But a lot of people don't understand that the Senate seats, they're really, really, really important. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys have heard, anybody who watches MSNBC or CNN or any of the major news stations and channels, I'm sure you've heard about Chris Coons and Christine O'Donnell. Have you two heard about the two of them, or at least Christine O'Donnell? She's back really
heavily. Yeah, well, I've heard the name. Okay. I've heard the name.
She's backed really, really heavily by the Tea Party. And what she's running for is actually to fill a Senate seat here in Delaware. Now, Biden, who is our vice president, used to fill this seat. Now, being the vice president now, he presides over the Senate. So right now there's a Senate seat that needs to be filled here in Delaware, and we have Christine O'Donnell, who's pretty much really new in this game, and then we have Chris Coons, who's a Democrat, and he's, you know, he's mature in the game. He's been around a long while. But Christine O'Donnell has really
I'm sorry, is he currently presiding over that seat that's now up for grabs?
No. When Biden was elected for vice president, his seat was actually offered to his son, but his son was overseas serving because he's in the military, so he decided he would decline that seat. And it's being temporarily held by, it's not Chris Coons. If you give me a couple minutes, I can think of the name. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But his seat actually needs to be filled permanently. And a lot of people understand that the Senate seat is really, really important because these are the people that later on down the line are elected or appointed to fill really, really big seats, like later on down the line. They, you know, end up being like judges, our major judges. They write our laws and things of that sort. So the Senate seat is really, really, really important, especially if it's held, when they're held by like the majority of the party, like you'll have either the Democrats or the Republicans that are the majority of the party. And even though the vice president presides over it, the majority of the party really has a big say on what's going on in legislature and things of that sort. So making laws and vetoing laws, things of that sort, the president, he really doesn't have the main control over everything. He can veto something if he doesn't agree with it, but he does not come up with all of the laws. He's kind of like the head honcho in charge, but, you know, there's always people underneath of you that do all of the work for you. You sign off on it or you don't sign off on it. So the Senate seat is really, 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 really important because they're the ones who, you know, they write our laws and things of that sort. So I think people need to be a little more conscious about the fact that this actual election is not just determining who's going to, you know, sit in the seat for the next few years, but these are people who are later on down the line will be elected to do even more than just fill the Senate seat. So I think people need to be very, very conscious about that. It's really, really important.
Absolutely. Folks, you can do early voting. We have 15 days left. November 2nd is the day. And if you're just tuning into the show, that's Toya live from Delaware tonight, you know, just expressing the importance, again, of voting locally in your Senate races as well as your congressional races. And you have to pay attention because they all don't go down at the same time. Different elections are held, you know, at different times, like the city council. But tonight we're talking about the federal level specifically, okay? It's local, state, and federal for those who really aren't familiar with the different, you know, layers of government. Local, state, and federal. President Barack Obama is at the federal level. Your vote can be rocked on each level. If you just tuned in, again, it's Monday, October 18th. In 2008, the majority of the country elected Barack as our new president. You know, we changed the guard. Now it's time to guard the change. It's under attack by the Republicans and the Tea Party movement. And I'm not going to give the Tea Party no more credit and no more press than they already acquire on their own. And what I'm saying is they're vicious. They are vicious. And they've gotten smart because over the summer they changed how they were being perceived. And now they wear this angelic-like helmet, you know, that is really the same message, but for people who are on the outside looking in, it seems to be nothing but a rally for life, you know, and it's far from a rally for life. You know, they're talking about, you know, taking their country back. Taking it back from who?
Right.
Taking your country back from who? I mean, who took your country? Help me understand what you're talking about, Tea Party movement. But, folks, you got to get out and support the president that you elected. Before we go any further, let's pause for the cause to welcome the other angel. She's always late, but she's always here, Ms. Willingham, live from Virginia.
Hey.
I love it. Hello. Good evening. Good evening.
How was on the bus, Didi?
Again?
That is understandable.
What he does. Yeah, that was. But it's okay because, like you said, I am always here. I might be late, but I do show up, and that's what's most important. Now, keep on going.
And you know how you can make up for your lateness tonight? You can just log on to www.barackobama.com and just click the donate now and, you know, give like $5 towards the campaign, and I know you'll do much more. Support the president and encourage others in your influential, upwardly mobile circle to also give towards this campaign, and let's help the Rock the vote and keep Obama in office.
Go Barack!
Barack the vote. Don't rock the vote.
Out in Charlotte, North Carolina, who's the Democratic senator that's trying to keep their seat? Because there's 100 seats across the country, folks. This is not a game tonight. This is not a game tonight at all. We're talking about decisions. We're talking about lawmakers. We're talking about Supreme Court justices and people that impact our country right now. Ask yourself, why is there a movement that's so upset with what's happening in government right now? I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, what was at the top is going to the bottom, and what was at the bottom is now rising to the top. And it is creating an atmosphere in which people really are now comfortable and they don't like the change that's before them. President Barack Obama is not the reason for the change. It was just stated. He is just the head honcho for a lot of things that fall under him. This was already destined to happen in America because of those bad stewards that were in place before him. Let's give this smart young man an opportunity, you know, to make it happen. Yeah, he got a swag. Yeah, he's real confident. Some might say he's conceited. I'm going to say he's brilliant. And you need to give respect and honor where it's due. Barack the president. Log on.
And let's please keep in mind that what they're trying to fight was something that's supposed to be expiring at the end of the year anyway. So it's not like, you know, somebody just came up with it and was like, oh, okay, we're just going to do this. No, it's coming time for their BS to end. What's left of it anyway, it's just the last little bit that they got to hold on to.
Hey, and let me just clarify for those folks when, you know, just don't think we're talking to be talking. When she says that it's set to expire in the end, she's talking about the Bush tax cuts.
Yes, excuse me.
Okay, for folks who aren't clear what's happening in government, I'm going to say stop chasing your tail, stop listening to other people, educate yourself on what's happening in your country, okay? You want to complain? Complain at the lawmakers. You want to shoot at somebody? It's not each other that we really should be shooting at, not that we should be shooting at anybody, okay? But shoot some knowledge and some power, you know, towards somebody and see where it gets you. Educate yourself on what's happening. The Bush tax cuts is something that's making people really lose their minds because what Bush did and what the tax cuts did, it separated the rich from the poor, and it kept the rich getting richer while the poor was getting poorer. And at the end of the day, that's the state of our union right now. Barack is trying to bring about change. Healthcare, guess what? It's one of the greatest things that's ever happened in this country. A lot of people tried to make that happen. Barack made it happen. Now they're trying to overturn it. You all know they have them in court. They're trying to overturn it. It's ridiculous. Folks, this is very important next 15 days. We got to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody that it's important to get out and vote on November the 2nd, 2010. 15 days. Log on, donate to the campaign, $5, $10, $15, $20. Again, I've supported the president personally. I've shook the president's hand personally. I've pitched with the president. The president is a real man, a real human being, just like us. He used the bathroom the same way. You know, he has a beautiful family. He bleeds the same way. Okay? He's smart. He's intelligent. And I want to remind folks, we didn't just vote for Barack because he was black. We voted because you all introduced us to him. And we were mesmerized by him just like you was mesmerized by him. We changed the guard. Now it's time to guard the change. www.barackobama.com. Coming up, we have our health and wellness segment coming out of our, whoa. Yeah, you know what? We got a health and wellness segment coming out of Virginia tonight. Coming up early. We're going to make the last first and the first last tonight. Like only we can.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Girl, I never had a clue. You say you're working out and behind me. Oh, what a conspiracy, I never thought you would. I was such a fool for your love. A puppet to control, I never realized. My friends, they tried to let me know. Wonder where a good team went, I wouldn't let them know. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead you nailed me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed with you and yours. Every time that you will knock, I'll let you through my door of love. Just like a double-edged, free to do whatever and wherever.
Traveling. So therefore, if you have any difficulty hearing or if the signal fails, I do apologize. But tonight's health and wellness segment is going to be on headaches. So I just wanted to touch a little bit on headaches, the different three different headaches in particular, and just some tips on how to help with those headaches. Three types of headaches that are most common among people are migraine headaches, tension headaches, and sinus headache. Migraines normally are due to constricted vessels in the brain that are basically collapsed. Some people call them collapsed vessels, that you're not getting any blood flow to a certain area, and it's for a long period of time. It can cause severe pain. It can cause problems with your eye vision. It can make you nauseous. It can make your muscles hurt, sensitive to light, different things of that sort. And you have tension headaches. Now, tension headaches come from some type of stress due to either work-related, personal, or some sort, maybe even injury-related to a certain muscle or nerve, and you experience a tension headache. And then...
We can't hear you, Ms. Willingham. I believe we may have lost Ms. Willingham with the report. She was trying to bring us a health and wellness segment on headaches tonight. We shall keep this moving, Health and Wellness Live from a traveling Willingham.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Like me, and I like that. I ain't carry pinky rings. That's a quarter, but somebody call that water, but cause I just called an isotope. This is like my nigga feel, think they got his license back. Time to stunt, so won't you brush real nice and fetch your boy's face. Lights on camera, action, it's new shit. Both the main attraction, this is chain reaction. This squad is an enterprise, come and buy some merchandise. Tell all your peers to your ears so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. Make sure that your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it. I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby, girl, I'll see you when I get there.
TM Hotman Radio Live. That's John Brown. John Brown will be back on the show soon. Sex and My Money featuring Gucci Mane, hanging out with the Angels. Miss Willingham traveling with that health and wellness segment. Maybe she'll pick back up later on. We got, again, Willingham coming out of VA, I believe, if she's not, you know, outside of the state. Ms. Toya coming up shortly with our finance segment live out of Delaware tonight, and CeeLo with our national entertainment news out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, ladies. Tonight, interesting convo, Barack Obama, the guard. Y'all think back, didn't we have some real dumb, like, George Bush moments?
There was too many to even name. It's like his whole presidency was dumb.
I can think of one dumb Barack Obama moment, but I could think of, like just right off the cuff, I'll tell you what my favorite was. My favorite George Bush, like dumb ass moment was when he was over in China or Korea and they threw the shoe at him. He ducked quick like he was used to it. You know what I mean? He ducked so quick. He ducked so quick. It was almost like the Matrix. Like he was used to having shoes thrown at him. It was crazy.
And when he ducked
And Laura was—he was used to Laura throwing stuff at him in the White House, so he, you know, he had that quick duck, that
yes,
Bobby Weed game cracking.
Yes,
so
he
could
have been a boxer for a hot minute. I'm telling you, he bobbed and weaved on that one.
A lot of dumb George Bush moments, and I'm gonna tell you, for me personally, I just find it really offensive at how some people can speak about our president, reference our president. When in fact, again, you know, when you just lay the black and white out on the table, and folks, it's important to educate yourselves because you should be very proud of your president. I didn't have not one proud George Bush moment in 8 years. I thought it was the saddest point that America had hit in its existence. It was with the last president, George W. Bush Jr.
Do you remember when he was trying to say he was like, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on, you know what I mean.
Right.
Oh, my God. Just shame on somebody. Not going to fool me a third time.
No, I'm going to say my dumbest George Bush moment is when he got up there and told the American people that he had to bring down Saddam Hussein because he was a terrorist, and instead of saying that, I got to get this man because he beat my daddy. I'm just saying. And then people believe him, like, yeah, go ahead. To me, that was dumb. How dare you get up there and try to deceive me and think that I'm so stupid or think that all these people are so stupid.
No, or when they won the election, and it was like everybody was like, okay, they're really not gonna let him get away with it. It was blatant, it's like watching somebody get punched in the face, and everybody's just like, ain't nobody see that.
Toya, did you have your? I'm sure you have several as well. What you got, your favorite? Your favorite dumbass George Bush moment.
I think mine wasn't so much of what he said, but they have a videotape of him trying to exit a room, and he went to pull on the door, and the door wouldn't open when he pulled on it. So he went to the door next to it and tried to push it. Now, common sense would tell you if the one that you pulled didn't open, then the other one that you went to, you'd have to pull it to open it. And instead of him trying to figure it out, he just stood there with a stupid look on his face. Really?
Yes,
you don't know how to open the door? Like, come on now. Push, pull. You couldn't figure it out?
If
but
somebody
not with one door.
He kind of threw his hands
like,
up.
Like, not with one door, but two. And then you just stand there like, so how am I supposed to work this thing? Right, okay. And
wait,
you're the leader of this country. Good job.
Yes. Where did he go?
I have respect for the office, okay? I mean, I so respect the office. And see, it's all about, you know, really values and morals and belief systems. And I believe that you should, again, certain positions you just have to respect. You should just respect. Although sometimes people diminish the position, you still should give honor to the position. But George Bush diminished, in my opinion, the presidency. And Barack Obama is so trying to refine it, and I respect it, but I respect his intelligence. You know, I mean, born August 4th, you know, 1961, you know, I mean, Barack Obama is very impressive when you look at his growing up, very diverse, you know, sensitive to people, humanity. You know, I think the fact that he was the first African-American president graduating from Harvard University is something that people need to kind of recognize. You know, for an African-American, not just to be at Harvard University and be successful, but to be at the head of the class at Harvard University, you know, back in the early 90s, that's something, you know, to be acknowledged, you know. And him just going on to really provide about $100 million in tax credits to families all across the state of Illinois was powerful, even, you know, as he entered into his political career. The man is smart. You know, the man is smart. The man is intelligent. You know, he may not know a whole lot about foreign relations, you know, per se, from a government perspective, because he was never in the position. But he knows a whole lot about foreign relations because, one, the dude lived in Indonesia before, you know, he grew up and went to school in New York. You know, I mean, he lived in Indonesia, but he would live in Hawaii all of his life. So he wasn't necessarily in the States, but he was close to the States, so the culture was the same. But what that says is he's diverse. But his compassion towards people, his empathy and his service, you know, and the importance to recognize that law and education is important, because change is good, but you got to be in a position to be able to bring about change. And that's what motivated him to go from one level to the next level to the next level to where he is right now. So, folks, again, you have a lot to be proud of when it comes to President Barack Obama. And, again, log on to www.barackobama.com, click donate now. The president is asking us. He's saying specifically, okay, quote from him, "I'm asking you to believe, not just in my ability to bring about real change in Washington. I'm asking you to believe in yours." Okay, that's President Barack Obama. Log on, www.barackobama.com. Click donate now. All right, coming up, entertainment and national news live out of Charlotte. Ms. Willingham, I don't know what part you realized that you cut off, but did you have any kind of a follow-up out of your report tonight?
Yes, I was actually finishing up. I was speaking about tension headaches that normally come from stress or overwork of muscles or stress from your job, work, family, things of that sort. And then I wanted to touch on sinus headaches, which are normally come from allergies, allergic reactions to things, problems with your sinuses. Normally, people mistake sinus headaches, or they think they have sinus headaches, but it's normally either a migraine or a tension headache. And I just wanted to name just a couple things that you can do to help get rid of or help try to prevent, especially migraines and tension headaches. First and foremost, sleep. People don't understand how much of your body heals and how much your body is at its best when you're rested, when you're resting. Please get as much sleep as you possibly can. I know sometimes it's hard, but do know that a lot of our ailments comes from us not getting the proper amount of sleep. Something else that you can do, if you're into taking over-the-counter drugs, however, that's not something that I would recommend, but it does work for some things like ibuprofen, which is good for inflammation, and with pain, and Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, things of that sort, which is also a good pain reliever and fever reducer. You can also, if it's a migraine that from a collapsed vessel that is just not responding to your over-the-counter drugs, please see your primary care physician for any prescribed type of medication. But there are also some natural things that you can do to help prevent or help get rid of migraine headaches and tension headaches, things like, excuse me, getting a massage. You feel a headache coming on, if you have a headache, if you know some massage techniques or you know a massage therapist, by massaging, depending on the area in which the headache is, by massaging the muscle associated with that area or connected to, you can relieve the tension or relieve the pain in your head or get those vessels to dilate or get big so that you can get blood going through them so that, you know, they can relieve that pain. You can also, if you know anything about essential oils, there are different types of oils.
Sorry. I can't do that to the people because I was like, huh, what the hell did you just say? Did you say dilate, get big?
Yes, your vessels. Yes, because you normally catch a migraine headache when your vessels constrict or they get small or collapse. What you want to do is bring about dilation of the vessel so that you can have the blood flow through. Because that's why you're getting headache and pain, because you're not getting blood to that area. You need blood to come.
Thank you for that
area.
Clarification. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. So also essential oils or dry herbs can also help. There are different things out there you want to research on the internet before you just go smelling any kind of oil. Some things can cause headaches as opposed to help get rid of or help prevent headaches. You can also take a bath, a salt bath, an Epsom salt or Dead Sea salt, if you may have some of that lying around. I don't know how many of us do. But Epsom salt and baking soda are also good things to use, natural things that you may have at home to help get rid of or prevent headaches as well. I just wanted to bring up that information up. I'm sure all of us know people who suffer from headaches, and I wanted to make sure that we all know there are things that you can do other than taking Advil, Motrin, Tylenol, or things of that sort. There are also some natural things that you can do to prevent that. But do take headaches seriously. Do talk to a primary care physician before you decide to self-medicate or treat someone or recommend.
TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
9176. It's 11 o'clock in Bridgetown, Barbados. It's 4 o'clock a.m. in London. It's 12 p.m. tomorrow in Tokyo, wherever you are in the world. You are in tune to the baddest talk radio show on the network. It's Monday, November 2nd is an important date, 15 days away, election day. But tonight is October 18th, Monday. We're talking about the fact that in 2008, the majority of the country, not just African-American people, okay, not just any, you know, persuasion of people, the country, the majority, elected Barack Obama as our new president. And it seems like there's a lot of people who are less, you know, faithful. There's a lot of people who just really don't care either way. And then there's a lot of people who are totally against the president, and they want to see him out of office, like, tomorrow, actually, if not yesterday, okay? You got to stand firm for something or you'll fall for anything. The Republicans and the Tea Party movement, it looks like they may take away quite a few seats from the Democrats if we don't stand up and rock the vote on November the 2nd. 15 days away, one of the most important elections, probably almost as important as the election back in 2008, because now we have to keep them in office, folks. Just know that our destiny is not written for us. You know, it's written by us. And, you know, the president said it. And right now he's asking for our help. Tonight you're joined by myself and the Angels all the way from Charlotte. It's CeeLo coming up with our entertainment national news. We have Toya from Delaware, Ms. Willingham from Virginia. And we bring it and we keep it real because, folks, we need to stand up, educate ourselves. Ms. Willingham, how important is rocking the vote? And have you always rocked the vote? Have you always been a voter?
I'm going to say I've always been a registered voter. Have I exercised my right to vote? No, not all the time. How important is it? It's extremely important to me now because I have a five-year-old who's looking at me, and it should have been extremely important to me before, but it didn't hit home until I had someone looking up at me, and I had to set the example to let her know how extremely privileged she is to have a right and that it needs to be exercised or you don't have any room to complain about anything. So,
That's
what it is. Extremely, rock the vote.
It's extremely important. CeeLo, have you always been a voter? How important is it to rock the vote?
No, I had not been, always been a voter. It was like I felt like I was too busy, I guess, at times to even think about it. But even though, like, I would, you know, stay in political conversations and, like, I knew what was going on, I just never took the time until, like, the last couple of years. I'd say 2004, actually, was the first time I voted. Yeah, it's because someone else was,
how
you know.
How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel?
Oh, yeah, I was excited when I voted. We had the sticker on. You know, I was, you know, how silly I am. I'm
the sticker.
You know,
have you voted every since? Have you voted every since?
Yes, I have. I have. And, I mean,
right.
Each time it's like a sense of accomplishment because it seems like you're doing your part. And even and the thing about it is some people get discouraged because maybe the person that they chose, you know, didn't win. And they feel like, well, maybe I didn't.
My vote is wasted.
You know, my vote
wasted.
Was wasted, you know. And your
right.
vote is never wasted because that shows that, you know, there are different
never
opinions
wasted.
Out there, you know. So it's like
right.
you don't have, like, don't not go and vote because, oh, I don't think my person is going to win. You still want your voice to be heard. You want to go to your districts and vote in your district so that, you know, when accountability comes for money, they say, okay, these are the people that we have. We have X amount of people. These amount of people are voters. These people care about their community. And you want to put that, you want to send that message out there. Even if they can't see your face, they can at least hear your vote.
That's right. Tony, have you always been a voter? How important is rocking the vote?
Yes, I have always been a voter. Always been very important. My father always stressed the importance of voting. He served in the Air Force, so he's fought, you know, in the Vietnam War. My mother, she's from Deep South, North Carolina, so she saw her grandmother and her mother fight, you know, for those types of things. So it was always really important. I think my very first vote was in 1996. I voted for President Clinton. I've been voting ever since. In midterm elections and in presidential elections. So.
Right. I've always been a voter. Ever since I could vote, I was looking forward to being able to vote. I've always been moved by community. You know, the things that I see happen in our community. You know, I've always been that person to wanna, you know, pull things together, people together. You know, what's probably appeared very silly or out of place to, you know, probably people my age, but I've always had compassion towards people and things that seem to be taken advantage of, you know, and I think that's what service is really all about. That's simply what empathy is, you know, when you and people confuse empathy with sympathy. You can sympathize with a person and not empathize with a person. And I've always applied empathy probably way before I even knew what empathy was. And if you're really not, you know, clear on the two, I challenge you to do a little homework assignment and look up empathy versus sympathy, you know, because they're two very different words and terms that I think people use interchangeably. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it is 11:06 where I am. It's 1:06 a.m. tomorrow in Rio de Janeiro right now. It's 6:06 in Baghdad, 6:06 a.m. that is. And tonight we've been talking about the fact that in 2008 we changed the guard. And now in 2010 we have the guard to change. And that changes the fact that, you know, we went out with a very interesting president, George W. Bush, who was a Republican president, and the country was very excited as we elected a very new, very different president in President Barack Obama, who's a Democrat. The Tea Party, along with, you know, a lot of people who really could care less about what happens in government, has really got to wake up, and you got to help them to be that instrument of change. Remember, our destiny is not written for us, it's written by us. President Obama's asking us to believe in him and in yourself. He's saying, I'm asking you to believe, not just in my ability to bring about real change in Washington, okay, and I believe that he can. Remember, our president was the first black president of the Harvard Law School, okay? All right, Harvard Law Review, just to be specific, not Harvard Law School. The president of the Harvard Law Review, okay, which was prominent at the School of Harvard. This was in the early 90s, all right, before he became a senator. So forget about what you've heard about Barack Obama. He's intelligent. He's definitely more intelligent than our last president. He understands money. He understands how to pull people together. And it looks like he knows how to make things happen. Look at the health care, you know, situation. He's trying to improve it for all people, as Republicans in the Tea Party is trying to shut it down. I think the fact that he's a different kind of president, you know, is unique. But we got to stand behind him, you know, those of little faith. You know, those of little faith, he's asking you to believe in him and believe in yourself. And I'm asking you to believe in him and donate. Log on, www.barack.com, all right? Click donate now. Coming up, we have our entertainment and news segment live from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's CeeLo. Hey, we changed the guard. Now it's time to guard the change. Stand up, folks. Let's not be fickle all our life, okay? November 2nd, 15 days away. It's 11:09 in Portsmouth, Virginia. What y'all doing out there in Portsmouth? Build something.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Talk radio. Get your grind tight, homie. Keep your eyes. You want your shine right, homie? Then they go for pride. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your eyes. Around and watch these niggas back up their ends. The first thing they do is go and buy some damn rims. Nigga, no hustlers, you a petty thief. Do this for real, ballin' in my f***ing sleep. Don't make a young boy show ya how to get these dollars. Make them stack up like they poster. Costa, Nostra, Cuban cigars. Boats and planes, you still on them cars. Looking so soft, claiming that they selling hard. 10 years ago, I was little, same boulevard. Same old curve, same old corner. Smoking on the seas, cheap marijuana. Call me the truth, cause I speak, that's a Jonah. Nip can't tell me, I know I'm gonna do what I wanna do, do what I gotta. Grind, gotta die on it, make me spot ya. Bah! Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Mind on your money and your money on your mind. Anybody talking different, gotta leave them all behind. Best believe, like the sun, I'm destined to shine. Nigga talking crazy, no watch, I still know it's my time. And I'm not dropping dimes. Empire stayed around these enemy lines. So hard to do right when it's all wrong. Damn, damn, I'm so strong. Strong-minded, and I'm so strong-winded. Pick your best fighter, and he still can't contend with things that I deal with on a daily basis. Nick Cage on him, cause I stay changing faces. Mouth for the cheese, stuck in the same braces. I be running laps around you, smooth, steady paces. Ah. And I never had to stall. You had to crawl before you walk. I had to walk before I crawl. Oh. Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. As the J's came out, he had to go and cop him. Banks seen a statement in his ear, had to drop him. And now he's so damn broke. He walking through the hood, he ain't nothing but a joke. Tail between his legs, crying straight to his folks. Claiming he a man, but he can't even stand on his own two, man, who the hell is you? Kicked out, excluded from his own damn crew. You should have thought about the things you bought and all the things you sought. You was so dumb, so lame. You ain't even true to the game. Mad at the world and you the only one to blame. Get some sugar, that's the only way you selling cane. Real, recognize real, they'll knock you out your frame. Bust you in the dome, hit you with the chrome. Damn, now you can't leave home alone. Get your grind tight, homie, keep prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, keep prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Shit.
Log on to www.barackobama.com. Click donate now. Entertainment and news coming live out of Charlotte with CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It is October 18th. Happy birthday, Tanya. Your entertainment news for this evening. I want to start out with Monica. She's newly engaged to L.A. Lakers player Shannon Brown. The two have been dating since her video Love All Over Me was shot. So they've been dating for, like, I guess a couple of months. So now they're newly engaged. But no date for matrimony has been set. So I'll keep you guys, you know. Yes, congratulations. Yeah, so when I get a date on that, you know, I'll let you guys know. Because I know her dress is going to be so beautiful. She's beautiful anyway, but her style is impeccable. So I'm going to rock with that. But let's talk about somebody else's beautiful, Eve, our Philly pit bull in the skirt. She's set to drop her album on a new label. She'll be with EMI Music this time. And she's set to drop the album in spring of 2011. And she's setting to collab with Swiss Beats, of course, Akon and Salam Remy on the album. And, you know, there's some dope producers. So I'm looking forward to that. And speaking of dropping some albums, Shine is set to release his album, you know, in 2011 as well. But he released his wish list here lately. He wants to collab with Baby and Lil Wayne, you know, Cash Money. And so since this is just my personal thing, since Shine, like, sucks, because I heard, like, the new music he has, you know, Cash Money, you know, could help him out a little bit. So we'll see how that works. I mean, Gucci Mane could even help him out on that. He sounds horrible. But anyway, let's talk about somebody who's good, though, Jay-Z. How he was turned down by Sade, because, you know, he wants to work with Sade. And, of course, she says she's been approached by, you know, many artists over the years about working with him. But she says she's just too afraid that they're going to find out that there's nothing there. You know, she just puts out the music that she feels is, you know, honest to her. She was like, she's scared. He's like, what's here? What's so special, you know? So she's like, nah. But you can definitely get some samples. And clearance is really cheap, so I got excited about that to check her out. And let's move on to some treachery. Kat Stack, she's at it again. She tweeted that this new little person she outed that his show, I mean, excuse me, that his album release party was effing whack. And guess who she was talking about? Jeremih, our little sex on your birthday boy. She said that she was the only one who showed up to anybody of importance. She was the only person who showed up to his album release party because he's whack. And he just kind of.
What was the party held?
It didn't even say where the party was held. It just said he had an album release party, and she was invited, and she was the only one there. And then there was, like, four other people there.
If she was the only one there, that means the party, that she was whack. Because nobody
wanted to see her. Right. He said he dissed her back, though, and was like, you know, the only reason that they book you is to, you know, F and S. I'm not going to say what that means. You guys figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nasty. But anyway, I'm going to end it with this. Cash Money's new ventures. How about they're getting into publishing? They just purchased Iceberg Slim whole collection. So they're going to be doing some movies and books and stuff off of that. And I found out some things that I did not know. I didn't know that Cash Money, they own oil. They had an oil company called Bronald Oil, and they've had it for about 5 years. And they're making money off of that. And I was like, wow. And so you know I'm going to check that out on the stock market, see what that's popping for. So we can invest. Hey. We're investing on people.
Education is important.
Yeah, so when I get the information, best believe I will let y'all know how much the stocks are, how to get into it and everything. And we'll get with Toya so she can tell us how to make that twerk. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah.
Right here.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
This goes out to DJ Law. R.I.P. My brother from another mother. Dropped first thing come to mind? Nah, not another friend of mine. Early morning, September 19th, 2010, I lost a best friend. DJ Law, 7th City Representative, Buddha Brother President, Bad News Resident, Brooklyn was your start, VA was in your heart. I remember when we used to tear the clubs apart, man it broke my heart, now I reminisce. Your mama's rap show, yo, do you remember this? Every week, Saturday, yeah, we put it in. You and me, banging hip-hop from 8 to 10. But just like dust in the wind, now you're gone. Leaving family and true friends to carry on. Man, we had plans, but we never planned this. The love, the life, the laughter, we're gonna miss. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, just like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, just like, my brother's gone and I ain't got no words, just like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. Now, what you hear is not a test. Hip-hop culture lost one of the best. DJ Law put it down 20 years straight. Hit the ground running pure hip-hop from the gate. Yeah, and you my brother for life. I heard the news you passed away, it cut me like a knife. Think about your wife and poor mom Dukes. Rest in peace, DJ Law, 21 gun salute. My brother from another mother, never be another. Cool DJ Law, 103, the Buddha Brothers. Brought the bangers daily, keeper of the funk. Laid back brother, made the speakers go thump. Whole crowd jump, whole place packed. 757, man, they always got your back. R.I.P. DJ Law, the best. My brother, your brother, Buddha Brother, may you rest in peace. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, I ain't got no words. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, I ain't got no words. Rest in peace, DJ Law. I love you, brother. Peace. Quadir Shakir, a.k.a. MC Spice. 757, stand up.
You are tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 11:22 in the evening here in Delaware, 8:22 in Las Vegas, 2:22 tomorrow afternoon in Sydney, Australia. We've been talking about the upcoming midterm election that will take place on November 2nd. And we'll be talking about, I guess everyone feels as though, you know, we've got Obama into office and, you know, he's doing his thing, the best that he can do, you know, given the circumstances that he entered office into. But I think we're sometimes losing focus on some of the issues outside of the politics, per se. I know one thing that bothers me right now is not so much just the fact that we're in a deficit, like trillions of dollars worth of a deficit, but I think we're... Right. I think we're losing focus on, like, a lot of the important issues. You know, we really, really need to focus on education. The United States, for us to be one of the richest countries in America, you know, free will, you know, do what we want, I think that our students are so far behind in comparison to other students in the world. You know, when you look at other countries, I mean, it's mandatory that they have English. It's like a second language. We don't have any mandatory second languages. Yet when you call an 800 number, you're given the option to press 1 for English or 2 for Spanish, you know. So it's things like that that bother me. I think we need to put more time and effort into our education system. You know, not that I have a problem with putting money into other countries when they need it, but we also have to take care of our own backyard. We have a lot of people here in the U.S. that are suffering. You know, we have more people on welfare now than we had before. You know, a lot of unemployment. I think we need to get back into bringing the jobs back here, back home to U.S. You know, we've outsourced jobs to so many different countries, you know, India, for one. You know, you call, you usually can't get anyone here in the United States. So, I mean, I think that's another big thing, just jobs here in the U.S. If we could bring some of that back home, I think it will really help us out, you know, as a people as far as our economy is concerned. So I think that's another big thing that we need to look at as well. I don't know about you guys, but that those are a couple things that I'm concerned about.
No, absolutely. I think education for me is probably the most important. That's the only thing that my mother drilled in me outside of, you know, being in church on Sunday to get as much Jesus as you could, right? And for me, it stuck. I think it has helped me to acquire and aspire, you know, because, you know, knowledge is power. And, you know, you have to go through a couple of stages or a few stages, you know, going from knowledge to, you know, understanding to a level of wisdom. And all three of those are very important elements, and I think our president has both. Actually, all three, excuse me, has all three. And he's asking us to believe in him, okay, and to believe in his ability to change things in Washington. And guess what? He already has changed things. And I think because of that, he has a lot of haters. But typically, why do you have haters? Because they don't like something that you have or they don't like something good that you're trying to bring about. You know, and we have to be smarter than this. This Tea Party is, you know, an interesting group of people, you know, to keep it simple. I'm not giving them any acknowledgement outside of knowing that they exist. We have to stand up like we did in 2008, folks. You know, Ms. Willingham, CeeLo, definitely feel free to.
I apologize. I got sidetracked with the auntie. I'm in auntie role
second.
I apologize.
My
niece being grown on Facebook, okay? We're going to talk about that one day, too. But as far as
Facebook can be beastly. And
what?
You should definitely take care of your auntie duties live on the air. So that you can encourage other aunties across the country to take care of their Facebook auntie business, too.
Yes, okay. You need to be watching your nieces, nephews, whoever children's close to you, become their friends and watch their pages because I'm telling you, they are off the chain. I'm trying to save my niece from getting choked, you know, so, you know, being grown on Facebook when I told them she didn't need to have it in the first place. But you know what? They got
to
learn.
We've changed to God. Now it's time to guard the
change.
We got to
guard our babies because if they take over, do you know that, I mean, they're going to, our education system is dwindling slowly but fast as hell. You know what I'm saying? It's like they keep finding places to pull money from, and for some reason, education and mental health and healthcare are the ones that they take it the worst when it's the things that we need the most.
But you know what? At some point, we got to stop making excuses, though, because whether it's healthcare or not, you know, what I think the school has got to exist because that's how our government's set up. But are we doing enough at home as parents? I think too many of us are leaning on the government to do some things that it's your responsibility. The government did not bring the child in the world. So why wouldn't you go to every meeting that the teachers set up and every PTA meeting to support your child, you know? I think we are missing the basics, and we have to stand up and get in position and stay in position, and I think that's the one thing that's aligned with a vote because it's a very conscious, willing thing that you have to do and take the time, I think, and you said it. You know, 2004, you came to grips with the fact that you had to do something different. You had to do your part. And folks, today, the whole purpose of the show is to stimulate. Again, we did our part back in 2008. We got to do our part right now, November the 2nd, 2010, 15 days away. We got to do our part. We got to vote on every level. Wherever there's a state or federal, whatever is a local, state, or federal, wherever the school board is being reelected, wherever there's a city council person, if you don't really know, if you're not familiar with the candidates like myself in the area that I just kind of moved into, so I'm not really familiar, with the people. I'm just doing research, and I'm asking questions about other people. And if they don't know, then, you know, then I might be in trouble. But, you know, I mean, I'm asking questions, and you got to do your part. You earned your right. Many people do not have their right to vote because they went to federal penitentiary and they lost their rights. For those who do not know, when you get in trouble, when you go to a federal penitentiary, I'm not even sure on a state level what the impact is, but I do know you lose your right to vote. Voting is a right. It's a privilege in the United States because you bring about change. Destiny is not written for us. Destiny is written by us. It is 11:29. It's about to roll up to 11:30 out in Philadelphia. In Paris, it's 5:29. It's 5:29 in the a.m., and I'm not sure if you all are following this, but they're burning cars in Paris right now. There's some type of upheaval taking place over in Paris over the change of Social Security. The country is really in a financial crisis over in Paris, okay? So the United States is not the only folks feeling the effect of the recession. We need a smart president like Obama to help to bring about change that's going to impact people, normal people. Come on now. We had the stimulus. We had the cash for clunkers. We had a few different real good programs that the president put in place. Now, what the Republicans are saying is he's spending too much money. But what he tried to do was he tried to close the gap for the small man, okay, and make it a little better. You can't, like, close the wound, but you can pour peroxide in it and make it better. And that's what President Obama has done to the wound. Now, the wound is healing, okay? Many of us are trying to pull off the scab to keep it kind of graphic. And we know it's kind of painful when you try to pull off the scab. You got to let it take its course and heal, okay? We are healing as a country. Rock the vote on behalf of the President Barack Obama. It's 1:30 in New York City. It's 1:30 in Washington, D.C. 12:30 in Washington, D.C. Excuse me. It's 11. I said 1:30. It's 11:30 in New York City. It's 11:30 in Washington, D.C. It's 1:30 in Rio de Janeiro in the a.m. Let's make sure we do what we're supposed to do. Let's make sure we do what we're supposed to do, folks. Tonight, October 18th, Monday, we're promoting November the 2nd. These dates and these times are tricking me up. We're promoting November the 2nd, 15 days away. I do know the numbers. Again, Monday, October 18th, 2010. We're promoting November the 2nd, the most important date this year because it's going to impact us all, 15 days away. We got 28 minutes left in the show. Area code 202-4083. The line is yours. You can dial 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 to get your comment in tonight. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Coop calling from D.C.
Coop, D.C., what's cracking, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? I heard y'all talking about the politics and everything, and I just wanted to call in and make a couple of comments.
What's up? My friend.
My comment is that, yeah, everybody should go out and vote. Like you were saying, we went out and voted in 04, and a little bit of change happened. Then 08, that's when the major change happened. And some people are upset. They don't feel like enough has happened. But they need to understand that if that right wing gets their way by dragging their feet and basically saying they came out and admit that they want the president to fail, and basically that's they're saying that they want the middle class and they want the poor to fail. If you don't go out and vote, then you're going to give them what they want because they're going to say that if they win these elections, they're going to say, see, that proves that we were right all along. There's a guy named Paul. His name is Paul Rich or Weich. It's spelled W-E-Y-R-C-H. He's a Republican that was like one of the fathers of the current Republican movement. He is a video of him on YouTube where he's saying elections are not won by everybody voting. And he says, I don't want everyone to vote because they know that if everyone was to vote, there's no election that the right wing could win. If people go out and vote their best interest, like voting for the Democrats for health care, voting for them because they support unions. If people vote for their best interest, they're going to vote with the Democratic Party. But some people, you have people that go out there and vote for Republicans because of taxes, even though the Republicans aren't going to lower your taxes. They're going to lower the rich taxes, but they're not going to lower.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not going to lower anybody else's taxes. And also on the thing about the about if you go to federal penitentiary, it depends on the state. Like in the state of Maryland, you can go to federal penitentiary, you get out, and the election is the next day, you can vote as long as you're registered. It just depends on the state.
So it differs from state to state. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's even a state where if you're registered, you can vote while you're in prison. I think it's Vermont or New Hampshire.
I'm not sure how the Florida law is. I know in Virginia, when you went to federal penitentiary, you lost your rights, and I think you could only reapply after like 5 years. So it definitely may vary from state to state.
Yeah. I think that's what it was last time with Tim Kaine. He, a lot of ones that applied to get their voting right before the 08 election, he signed off and gave their voting rights back.
Yeah, Tim Kaine was like our Barack Obama of the other persuasion when he became governor.
Yeah.
He definitely had a lot of influence. That was for the normal man, you know, for the working man. Folks, we got to stand up. We got to stand up, do our part. 917-889-3926. Coop, appreciate your comment tonight, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Definitely hang. Yeah, appreciate it. You can definitely hang out. Coming up is our finance segment, which is normally on the first side of the show. As we keep this thing going, we appreciate the support. 917-889-3926. If you want to weigh in, feel free. We got finance coming up live out of Delaware tonight. Appreciate you.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Take a walk with me. Man, these niggas ain't who they say they is, man. Kick in. But I'ma let them breathe. Check. 27 years, born into poverty. Daddy left me cold, so the streets gonna swallow me. Old heads raised me, so the hood made me. They say you're wrong doing, fall victim on your baby. 14 for the weed, 380. Mama in the church, pray to God that he saved me. Position to rally on superstition. Street corners be pitching, that paper my only mission. Transition to speaking less than listen. Number one rule, don't snitch, play your position. Music got heavy, running around the city till I peep OT. Your pockets are 3 by 50. Never. Well, let your pussy niggas try and skip it. I need that black made back to see shifty. Bad yellow bone, lips were lubricated. Big ass, no flaws, that's when you truly made it. I watch my circle fall apart in the J shit. Ain't nothing promised tomorrow. What's the odds? Spending the dollar then hitting the lotto. I lead a grill, cop follow. Roll too off, don't like me. June 1st, these niggas try to indict me. But could it be the one I call fam? Never know it to the key witness supposed to stand. I acted as a boy, now a man. This is the hand I was dealt, I play to win. I'm sick of fake love, don't need pretend. What we all know is jealousy over ends. Must be a dream, somebody pinch me. When I die, don't cry, just take history. I do this, Casso.
www.tmhyman.com. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Coming live out of Delaware, we got Toya tonight with our finance segment.
Okay, this evening I just wanted to keep it short and sweet since we're talking about something very important, the election. So I'll just give just some quick information on finances this evening. You hear the question a lot about, will multiple loan applications hurt my credit score? So just keep in mind, when you're shopping for a new home or auto loan, you'll probably apply for several loans to get the best interest rate. And we've been told in the past that several applications for credit will hurt your credit score. So does that mean that rate shopping will actually bring down your credit score as well? And the short answer to that is actually it depends. If you find your loan within 14 days, your credit score will probably be safe. Depending on the lender, that time could increase to as much as 45 days. Most credit scoring models have been designed to recognize when a consumer is rate shopping to keep from penalizing them for having their credit pulled so often in a short period of time. So, for example, the most recent FICO score ignores all mortgage or auto loan inquiries made within a 45-day window. Older versions of the FICO score would use a 30-day window or a 14-day window. Once the window has passed, any loan inquiries are treated as one. Whether and when your score will be influenced by rate shopping depends on your actual credit score your lender is using. So just keep that in mind. Also remember, when you are shopping around for the best rate, it's usually best to try to stick to the company that you or the banking institution, the financial institution that you're used to dealing with. A lot of times you'll get better rates through your credit union. So before, you know, you go out and you have the different card dealers for your credit to see if you qualify for those 1.5 or 1.75 interest rates and things of that sort. If you already know that you don't have like a 700 or a 750 credit score or better, you're most likely not going to qualify for those 1.5 or 0% APR. So your best bet to get a pre-approval through your credit union, that way you know what you're approved for when you're shopping for the car. You go to the dealership, tell them, do not pull your credit, I'm already approved. And then you can just, you know, pick out what you want, and your credit union will send the check usually the next day. If you have really good credit and you are looking for those really low interest rates, then you may have to have the dealership pull your credit report. But as long as you do all of that within the same time frame, same time period, you won't be hit really hard. Also keep that in mind when you're shopping for mortgage. Your mortgage credit reports, when they're pulled, if they're done within the same time frame, usually within about 30 days, you should be okay. So if they're all pulled within the same amount of time, you shouldn't have any problems. A lot of people do question whether or not when shopping for apartments and things of that sort, filling out apartment applications and leasing applications, will that hurt? It depends on if you are planning to rent through someone that actually owns a home and you are renting or leasing through a homeowner, or if you plan on leasing through a larger leasing development that leases apartments. They have a different credit system that they use. It's not the same as your standard credit system, so that usually doesn't hit your credit score as bad. But if you're looking to rent through a personal home or what have you, someone who owns a home and they're looking to rent it out, you may want to go through a real estate agent who will pull your credit report just that one time and then can find a home that you can rent through a homeowner. And that will also save hits on your credit score. So just keep that in mind. Also remember, the credit inquiries make up about 10% of your credit score, and that can be a significant amount if you choose to have your credit pulled outside of that 30 to 45 day period. So if you get your credit pulled today, for one thing, you want to make sure it's done again within the 30 days. If you wait another month or 2 months later, then you'll be dinged again, and it's not going to count as the same count for the same reason. So just keep that in mind. It can affect you negatively, but most of the time, if you're shopping within the same amount of time or that time frame, you should be okay.
Thank you, Toya, with that finance segment, which we all can definitely benefit from. Folks, please apply the tips. Grab your pencil, your paper, your pen when we introduce these segments coming up, specifically health and wellness and finance. But sometimes you want to jot down the names that we drop with our entertainment news segments, because they can help you. And if nothing else, it's definitely info for your mind. We got it for your body. We got it for your soul. You know it. Hey, 917-889-3926, if you want to weigh in. I think we still got my man Coop on the line. Folks, you got to get out and rock the vote. Rock the vocals.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama. But I really got beaten cause a girl loved trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my dog. I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad sticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man the guts, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness to fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. P to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen.
Live, your hip-hop informer, Monday, October 18th, tonight the conversation has been about the fact that we made a change back in 2008 when we elected Barack Obama president. Now in 2010, we have to guard that change. This damn Tea Party movement and these Republicans, this right wing is off the chain. We got to stand up and rock the vote. Coop, in 60 seconds, tell us the one thing that's really frustrating you about America right now or in America right now.
There's probably a lot of them, but the one that jumps out at me would be the crazy people, the Glenn Becks, the Sarah Palins, the Sharon Angles, the Rush Limbaughs. What's the witch lady out there in Delaware, O'Donnell? That's the one thing that bothers me the most, because they spread so much hatred. What they do, they're getting people to follow them off of hate, not off of facts, not off of anything concrete, just off of hate. It's kind of, if you read history and you look back at, I mean, I hate to say Nazi Germany, but you can look back at what Hitler did when he spreaded the hate about the Jews and the gypsies. It's the same thing as what they're doing. They're getting people to follow them off of hate by saying that person right there that's different from you, that's the reason why you're out of a job right now. And it's a lot of people falling in line following them. I don't think it's as many as they make it seem like with the Tea Party, but it's a lot of them.
Yeah, definitely. You got to educate yourself, folks. Tonight the conversation has been about just standing up. You know, November the 2nd, you got to rock the vote. Coop, appreciate you tonight, man. Your voice, your comment, your perspective. Hey, we back Wednesday night, same time, 10 to 12 p.m. Hey, feel free to join us. Okay, appreciate you, man. You're calling out of Baltimore, right, Coop?
Out of D.C.
D.C. Hey, man. Tell people all that good is not gold. If you're not in D.C. right now, I think they think D.C. is like the beam of light, the light tower, you know?
Mm-hmm.
D.C. is where the president is, so you seeing it all up close and personal right there, man. I appreciate you and your voice tonight. Appreciate it. Ladies, what's the one thing that's frustrating you? CeeLo out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, as we wind this thing down, about 9 minutes left. CeeLo, in 60 seconds, what's most frustrating to you right now?
Education. That's the most frustrating to me, because every time I hear them, like for instance, here in Charlotte, how they went through hell to build this NASCAR Hall of Fame, which is bull crap, but they want to cut the schools. I mean, they're shutting down schools, okay, and taking money from teachers, and, it's just so irritating. It's like, we have unfinished roads, but you want to keep talking about building these little places for these hick-ass, I can't say curse words. Yeah, stop curse wording with our babies and their education. God, everybody can't be stupid. I mean, God. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, science and math, we got to step our science and math up. The one thing I can say about this country, we are probably ahead of the game when it comes to performing arts and those things of entertaining. But we got to stop, wanting to party and BS all the time, because, it's more than just, partying and BS, right? I mean, sometimes you got to buckle down and be positioned to raise a family and be a good, productive, intelligent citizen of society. And I think that's the part that we're missing. We're missing being prepared for the real world. So the education piece is definitely one of my most frustrating things about what's going on in the country as well. Ms. Willingham, live out of Virginia tonight, your most frustrating, thing about what's going on in America right now.
Expectation. That's my most frustrating. The expectation that people think that Barack Obama was Jesus, a God, that he had to come in and clean up 8 years of ridiculousness, and he's supposed to clean it up in what? A year and less than, maybe less than 24 months, actually, because he didn't get inaugurated until January. He really couldn't start working you know what I'm saying, to January. So he's supposed to now make it better. We're not supposed to be in a recession. This man, that's like someone expecting to do 50 sit-ups and have a flat stomach when your stomach is hanging, like, way to your knees or something. Come on. It took you that long
yeah, exactly.
to get
hey, that's a great analogy right,
right
there.
You know, right. I don't understand. People have this expectation. Barack Obama isn't doing anything. But what do you expect for him? He is doing the very best he can with the spade
mm-hmm.
hand he was given. I mean, come on. The expectation. And then, you know, with these crazy, the Tea Party, everybody coming, oh, he can't get him out of here. Oh, they're going to question his decision about the health care. I mean, come on, he's doing the best he can. And let me tell you something. If y'all, besides expectation, expect that man to get up on that stage with his wife and show her mad respect and love and unity regardless, and expect him to do what he feels he needs to do in order to impact, to bring about change and to impact as many people as he possibly can in the time in which he is there for. Stop expecting him to bring about America. That man ain't Jesus. He's not Jesus. He's not.
Right. You're absolutely right.
No, he's not, folks. Just in case you're confused, Barack Obama is not Jesus
not
Christ.
But anybody he's the who's savior. Confused. He's supposed to be the Savior, though.
Yeah, right.
But he is a very intelligent graduate of Harvard University Law School. All right,
mm-hmm.
He does know what he's doing. He knows how to be a great administrator. He was a teacher. He was a college professor. He knows how to educate because he's educated. Don't believe the hype, folks. Don't get caught up in the garbage and the rhetoric. In the news media, in the newspaper, okay? Do me a favor tonight. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to get up, take somebody to go vote November the 2nd. It's 15 days away, okay? And it's 11:55 in Miami, Florida. It's 11:55 in Atlanta, all right? It is 9:55 out there in Houston, Texas. Wherever you are right now in the world, you've been in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. Toya Live out of Delaware tonight. Thank you very much for joining me. Didi Live out of Virginia. CeeLo Live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Folks, we're back on Wednesday, and we're back on Friday, then we're back on Sunday, 10 to 12 Wednesday, 7 p.m., 7 to 9 on Sunday. Bringing it to you real. We're going to keep talking about the election and our president because we appreciate him. Stand up. Don't be weary, okay? He asked you to believe in his ability as well as your own ability. Guess what? Our destiny is not written for us. We write our destiny. Stand up, rock the vote, do what you got to do, vote early, don't be confused. There is no other candidate other than Barack Obama, okay? They're trying to attack us, they're trying to confuse us. Come on, can you imagine Sarah Palin as our president? Get out of here. Get out of here.
As far as I like, I share. I go mile after mile, as far as it takes to part in the light. The one that I used to hate, the morning knows my fate. It takes me by the hand to be carried away, lost in myself. My love, where are you? Hear me as I cry, pour into my heart. Say you love me.
Radio show. CM High and Live. CM High and Live. CM High and Live. Talk radio.